Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chamber Connect, a podcast created to highlight the members of our Coral Springs Chamber of Commerce who make our organization one of the most successful chambers in the state of Florida. I'm your host, Kim Stadler, and today's guest is Bruce Weinberg, who is our Chamber Chairman of the Board. A little bit about Bruce. He is the president and stockholder with Weinberg and Company, PA, a regional accounting firm with offices in Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Los Angeles, and even China. He has over 29 years of experience in the field of accounting and tax, and through his work with Weinberg and Company, prior to Weinberg, he was with Weinberg, Tubbs, and Company. And today what he's going to do is he is here to share a few of the newest programs and initiatives we have going on at the Coral Springs Chamber of Commerce that has just rolled out. So without further ado, Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Kimball. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. And I have to tell everyone, for those of you that don't know Bruce, this is your second round as chairman of the board, yes?
Yes, it is. I'm the first ever two-time chairman of the board of our great Chamber of Commerce, and I really appreciate everybody's confidence in my ability to have elected me for a second term.
Well, we're thrilled. You did a great job, obviously, last time, so we wanted you back for more. So I want to make sure that everyone listening gets to know you a little bit, too. Because sometimes you're very friendly, you're very outgoing, but I'll tell you, sometimes you just don't meet as many people as possible that you'd like to. And I just want to make sure that this show has that time dedicated so that people that may not have had the pleasure of meeting you and speaking with you and learning a little bit about, you know, why you love the chamber so much, that they really get a little bit of a window into why you've been with the chamber so long and what you're really encouraged by and what you want to see the chamber do and how we're growing. So I actually would like you to share a little bit more about you and maybe your hobbies, your interests, and anything else you want our viewing and listening audience to know about you.
Well, it really stems back to many years ago. I moved to Coral Springs with my family in 1979, and I'm actually a graduate of Coral Springs High School in 1981. Mm-hmm. Back then, Coral Springs was a much smaller community. In fact, I used to joke around with my friends and tell my parents that it was boring Springs. But, of course, my father likes to throw that back in my face now, saying that, wow, boring Springs, but you're the chairman of the chamber. Well, I came to realize that Coral Springs is a wonderful place to raise a family. It's great for my wife and my children. My children go to great schools. And that's kind of how I started getting involved with the chamber. My mother, unfortunately, passed away back about 9 years ago, but before she passed, she said, you need to learn to give back and give back more. There's people have done a lot for you over your life, and there's been experiences that you've gained, and you need to, you know, be there for others. And that's why my wife and I are very involved in fundraising work with the Wings of Gold, where our efforts go towards raising money for Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital. My wife goes down when she can on Wednesdays, where there's a program where restaurants donate food, and she actually serves the food to the people in the rooms that are there with their children going through horrendous illnesses, but to brighten up their day with a nice, fresh, hot meal, saying hello, playing with the kids a little bit. It's a great thing. Myself, I'm one of the directors of the Wings of Gold, and we run the Fun in the Sun toy run every year. Last year alone, we raised $500,000 for the hospital, and over the last 20-plus years, we've raised over $14 million and $20 million in toys that are all donated in the South Florida area to the Boys and Girls Clubs and various orphanages. So it's all about giving back, and hence the reason I also joined the chamber. I figured, why not get involved in my local Chamber of Commerce and see how not only meet other businesses, but give back to the community through my involvement with the Government Affairs Committee and the Chamber, and that's also led to me being appointed the chairman of the Coral Springs Economic Development Advisory Committee.
So that's
it's all about giving back.
It is all about giving back. That the toy run that you do, you're on a motorcycle, aren't you?
I am on a motorcycle. I do ride a Harley-Davidson, but unfortunately I don't get to ride in the Toy Run. I'm just a little bit too busy because we've got about 30,000-plus motorcycles that ride in the Toy Run. In fact, 6 years ago we set the world record with 37,505 motorcycles. And
wow,
people can come out to the Toy Run even without riding on a motorcycle. So we get upwards of 50 to 70,000 people out at Markham Park on that day. There mainly to have a good time and see the concerts. We've had Charlie Daniels last year, and this year we actually have Dennis DeYoung of Styx performing. So we get a lot of
wow,
people out there. So it's a large endeavor. I actually have a staff of over 300 that I have to control.
Well, maybe as it gets a little bit closer. Now, when does it normally take place? What time of year?
First Sunday in December. In fact, this year it's December the 6th.
Great. So this is mm-hmm. this is a little, we'll plug it a little bit too, and I'll put in a link to the organization as well. I think that's those are wonderful efforts, Bruce. Good job.
Oh, I appreciate it. And then we're also involved in the local Coral Springs Flag Football League as well, which is a great program for mentoring children. You know, if you give time to children and mentor them, they become an asset to our future development. And that actually dovetails into a great program with our education committee here in the chamber, where they work with the local five area high schools and their DECA programs. Again, mentoring the future business leaders of tomorrow.
Now, tell everyone a little bit about, you know, they're listening in, they have some time, maybe they're a business owner or maybe they're in a sales capacity and have a little flexible time. How can they get involved with the education efforts that the chamber has going on?
The first thing to do is obviously join our great chamber. And once you're a member, everybody is wide open to join the education committee headed by Shirley Klein, who's one of our board members. And Shirley mm-hmm. works closely with the DECA programs in terms of finding out where their needs are. A great example of that is in a couple of weeks, I forget the day, but the Stoneman Douglas High School DECA program is rehearsing for some of their DECA competitions that they have across the state and across the nation. And I have been one of the people invited. It's called a Shark Tank event. So if anyone's ever seen the show on ABC, you'll see, you know about Shark Tank. Well, these kids are all going to be making presentations to us, and I'm one of the sharks to try and see what they know, what they don't know, and how we can help them improve their presentations so they can go out to these competitions and hopefully win for their school. And it also has scholarship opportunities built into that. Again, enhancing enhancing and mentoring the kids.
Absolutely. We have actually quite a few initiatives, and I know you wanted to at least bring to light some of those initiatives going on at the Chamber. Dare to share what a few of those are in about 6 or 7 minutes we have left?
Sure. One of the ones that we have coming up actually is this coming tomorrow, actually. Shameless plug, it's my birthday. It is the Business Academy. The Business Academy is going to be held on the first Thursday of the month for the next 6 months. Various programs helping small businesses with some of their needs, again, through mentoring by other business professionals, who larger businesses, if you will, who can dovetail their large business information to the small businesses to help them. I know the program tomorrow is on social networking. There's other programs that are going to be presented in the next couple of months by Jim Dunn of JM Lexus, and we even have the one of the top executives from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel donating their time to give one of these classes. I think it's in next March.
And I'm sure that's on
service.
And let me tell you, they are absolutely bar none. Hands down, they are the masters of customer service. It's very, I encourage everyone to sign up for these courses, and especially the Ritz-Carlton one. It'll just knock your socks off.
Yeah, and one of the initiatives that I with myself and Cindy Brief were instrumental in is working with our city to get the city to be one of the lead sponsors so that we were able to open up the program not just to chamber members but to non-chamber members as well.
Good.
So helping all the businesses in Coral Springs.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're here as a community. Yes, our members get some phenomenal discounts on, gosh, everything from office supplies to dental and so many different things. But, you know, it is we're here for the entire community, and absolutely, it's you know, for those of you that are listening that aren't part of the chamber yet, you should really come out and find out how friendly of a group and truly, without hidden agendas, how many people really want to see the city flourish and see you as a business owner do well. So that's
my funny it's funny you mention it that way, Kimball, but November the 21st, it's a Saturday from 11 to 5, at the brand new Coral Springs Art Walk, we have another initiative. We will be putting on what we call Biz and Kids. And there will be businesses out there with their tents promoting their businesses, but at the same time, they are all required to have some sort of a kid activity so that when these families want to come out on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, let's all hope the weather's beautiful on that day, come out to the event, they can see some of the local businesses, but their kids are going to be entertained as well through some form of an interactive game or presentation that the kids will also enjoy themselves as well. And a little birdie told me there might be a food truck or two out there, so we know how much everybody likes the food trucks.
And I heard Elsa. Elsa's going to be there, too.
I heard Elsa's making an appearance as well. So, you know, let it go, folks, and come on out to the Biz and Kids event on November 21st.
All right, so we've got the Academy that we mentioned. We have the Art Walk and the Biz and Kids that we mentioned. Another initiative you want to maybe share with everyone before we go?
Yeah, we have what's called our Chamber for Good initiative, and it's working with the local area nonprofit organizations to give them a platform to go out and not only advertise their own nonprofit on a website that we've developed, but also to interact on a committee to discuss how to improve their own nonprofits. Because some of these nonprofits aren't as large as the one I'm involved in, obviously with Joe D., but, you know, maybe it's only a couple of people, and where are they looking for resources, and can they wash each, you know, scratch each other's back, if you will, to help each other raise money for their own individual great causes. And again, that's a great way for our chamber to give back to these nonprofits that need our assistance.
So I guess you would say that this is a chamber for good, isn't it?
Yes, we try and be. Yes, we do. We also like to get along. It's a great chamber. People really do mesh and form friendships and, you know, are able to do, you know, people that like each other do business with each other because you learn to trust each other. And that's what our chamber is all about. And that's why we're 500-plus members strong.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be a part of it as well. In the last minute we have, would you like to tell everyone how they can either get a hold of you or encourage them to come out an event that maybe is coming up soon? So how do they connect with you, Bruce?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is either through my email, which is brucew@cpaweinberg.com. That's brucew at cpaweinberg.com. Feel free to call me anytime on my office line at 561-487-5765, and I'll be glad to talk to you both about the chamber, how you can get involved, and or, God forbid, you want to help my business, Weinberg & Company, which we specialize in accounting and tax needs for small to medium businesses as well as individuals. Weinberg & Company has been around for going on 20-plus years, and like you mentioned earlier, Kimball, we are an offshoot of Weinberg Tubbs & Company. So overall, I've been doing this almost 30 years, and my father started the business about 40-plus years ago.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us, Bruce, and thank you, everyone, for being a part of the chamber. And if you're not yet, as we've said, part of the chamber, come down, come to an event, visit the chamber at cschamber.com, and I think you'll be delighted with the response that you get, and are absolutely fantastic. So you've been listening to Chamber Connect, and we thank you for joining us. Thanks again, Bruce.
Thank you, Kimball.